Torah Lamed Zayin, including part Vav. And we learned that the power of speech in the prayer, in the tefillot, this is actually Hashem Yitbarach himself. This is Hashem. Hashem Yitbarach, he's the one that gives you the power. Vezeh perush, everyone according to his abilities. So, like it's written, Ve'adni, in the name of Hashem, hu dibur, it's power of speech, hu ha-shechina, it's the Shechina Kedosha itself. Like that it's written, Adonai sefatai tiftach, that Hashem opens the lips, u'mehevel hazeh, and from that breath, Hainu Adonai, from the name of Hashem. Yotze HaShefa, the bounty comes out. The Shefa is coming out from your mouth. When you pray, the Shefa is coming out from your mouth. When you bless Hashem, when you pray to Hashem Yitbarach, this is what it happens. And on that, Rabbeinu is bringing in another Torah, that when the real tzaddikim, even if they have a mistake in their limud, so what's happening from that? Because you see that certain tzaddikim, Shalom Aleichem, certain tzaddikim, we saw that they had mistakes. A lot of opinions in the Torah were wrong, and they haven't been decided to nifsechu lehalacha lemaaseh. So Rabbeinu is explaining, it's written, Bismola osher vekavod, bimina, in the right side, Bimina, no, Rabbi Sai, Bimina, and Bismola Osher Vekavod, in the left side, honor and wealth, Ashirut, Bimina,
Osher Osher,
Bimina, in the right side, no, Rabbi Sai, Bimina, no, the verse, Bimina, no, Bismola Osher Vekavod, so in the right side, Bimina. No, Kadima. Not allowed to have iPhones in the yeshiva. No, Rabbi Google. No, Bimina.
Chesed
Umkura? No, Chesed Umkura. No.
That's
what he's looking for. I'm asking you, Rabbi Sai, Bimina. Bismola, Osher Vekavod. So Rabbeinu is saying in the right side, no, Osher Vekavod. We'll find it now, Rabbi Sai. Mamash, it's a disgrace. Me, Baruch Hashem, I know I'm nothing but you. I was counting on you. Osher v'kavod.
I've seen her one more.
Osher v'kavod. Osher v'kavod. So when the tzaddikim are going to the right side, so then the Torah, bimina, something good. Bismola, when they're wrong, so then, osher v'kavod, wealth and honor. So, even when the tzaddik is making a mistake in his limud, I don't know how to find it. And bimina, bimina.
Have to check.
So check.
Have a sidur.
Bismola osher vekavod. So even when the righteous man, even when the tzaddik is falling to the left side, so then bismola osher vekavod. The damage that been caused by his mistake that he fell to the left side is osher vekavod. Is that instead that the bounty gonna dress himself in spirituality, in wisdom, in talent, in sensitivity, in purity. He dressed itself in money, in honor. The Tam Israel becomes to be more honorable and strong. So even the mistake that a person have, like we explained on the Cheref Yifiot, that the prayer is a sword that is sharp from two sides. Why? Because even the wrong tefillot, even if you pray on things that are there in double-edged sword, is also cutting, opening, harvesting the way for you.
Orech yamin bimina.
Orech bimina. Long life in the right side means life, means spiritual life. Long life, like Rabbeinu is explaining on old people that ma'arichim yamim, like Avraham Avinu. that he lengthened his days, his life, that he had long life. So Rabbeinu is explaining that he had Tosfot Kedusha. He was adding more holiness and more holiness. His days, Avraham Zaken Baba Yamim, he came with complete days to Hashem Yitbarach, days that were full with Torah. So, on the right side, when the tzaddik is teaching Torah and he's right and he's on the right side, so he brings life to the world. But even if he's wrong, even if he's got mistakes, so then money comes down to the world. This is why they put me here, because I have so many mistakes, and the Hashem wants wealth, ashirut, to all of Am Yisrael. So they put me, and I'm bringing all of the mistakes. So now most of the shefa is coming to the side of the Baruch Hashem, shefa, 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 shefa. All of you are gonna have shefa, 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 shefa. Shefa. We want shefa. We don't care about bounty. Bounty is coconut sneakers, because the Hashif calls bounty. We're talking about Shefa. Like we explained Shefa, Shefa it's not when your vessel is full. Shefa it's when you have to give to others.
But it's all when the cup is overflowing.
And going to the sides, to other people, that they're going to be able to enjoy from that. So, when the person is standing and praying like that, and the power of Hashem Yitbarach been revealed from his mouth, and he's talking to Hashem Yitbarach, everyone according to his aspect, means that he's praying on his issues, on his subjects. On that it's written, Beze Perush, that's the explanation, Hashem Iten Omer, HaMevasrot Tzava Rav. Hashem gonna give you the power to talk, HaMevasrot Tzava Rav. And actually, it's going to tell us, the news is going to be bounty, shefa, tzava rav, big army, big shefa, a lot of things, plural, going to come down to the world and people going to enjoy. Lechol echad lefi bechinato, to everyone according to his aspect. I talked with a certain tzaddik a few days ago, and he asked me why I'm praying that Am Yisrael going to have shefa. Why am I doing it? Why am I praying that all of Am Yisrael is going to have a lot of shefa, a lot of money? He told me, if people will have money, and it's true, he's right in his opinion. He said, when people have money, so then it takes them away from the Kedusha. Vayishmani shurun vayivat. Now they're rich and happy. They don't need nothing. They have a house, they have everything. So they don't need Hashem, chas v'shalom. This is what they think. So why are you praying on that? So I told him, I'm not praying that everyone going to have shefa, going to have money. I'm praying that the shefa going to come down by a certain person, that he will have that ability to influence that shefa in a certain way. What was my intention? What I was meaning? A lot of people can see that when they're receiving money from a certain person, a lot of people can see it with their parents. So when they receive the money from their parents, so it gives a certain grabbing, holding power to hold you to the parents. And now the parents can tell you what to do with your life. They have a certain influence, control on your life because they're supporting you. If you're working for someone and that person gives you the parnasa, he can control your mind because you're afraid of him, because you need him, because whatever. And it's also very spiritual. It can be a very humble person that is not talking at all and still going to have a hand inside of your life. Somehow, even if he's very polite and very quiet. Why? Because Ba'al HaMe'ah Hu Ba'al HaDe'ah. The one that holds the 100, he's got the wisdom, the opinion. He can say. You cannot ignore what that he's got to say because he's rich, because he's supporting you. You cannot ignore him. So, this is what I explained to that tzaddik. I told him that I'm not asking that the bounty is going to come down and okay, everyone's going to be rich and everyone going to buy a Mercedes and going to drive wild in the streets of Tel Aviv. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about shefa that's going to come down through a certain tzaddik, through a certain person that's going to have that ability to run the people, to help them to know what to do with their money, to help them to convince them to work in certain places and to do certain things that's going to support them. Because everyone needs someone to guide him. So we're not praying that everyone going to be independent and going to stand on his own, because we're not able to. We have to have a Rav, we have to have a Tzaddik, we have to have someone that's going to help us to run our lives. This is what that we're trying to do, that we're trying to help people to build themselves based on the rules of the Torah Kedoshah. So we're praying that the Shefa are going to come to the ones that they already have that. That they're going to have more Shefa, that they're going to have more bounty, that they're going to have more abilities to help others to join them. That Am Yisrael is going to have a center. That Am Yisrael, because today Am Yisrael are separated. Every group, and you see how many, are you called miflagot, parties, and political parties, and everyone are divided, and in the religious, it's the worst. Religious groups are dividing and dividing more and more. It's the mirror of Am Yisrael. They don't have, and you're going to say, no, the Sfaradim, they had a rabbi, the Ashkenazim, they had a rabbi, now you have four, now you have 40, now soon you're going to have 400, and so what are we going to do? So it's not the answer. Am Yisrael always, when they've been redeemed, when they had the salvation, it was always depend in one tzaddik. Always. And it has to be like that also again. The last salvation have to come through Mashiach. You're going to have Mashiach. If you don't have Mashiach, that is one person. So we need to prepare ourselves to Mashiach. What it means to prepare ourselves to Mashiach? It means to love everyone. Because you cannot tell who's going to be Mashiach. You cannot love your friends and this is it. If you're going to love your friends, it's going to help you to love everyone. But that's the intention. This is the real heart. It should be open widely to all of Am Yisrael. Because you cannot, can never know where Mashiach is going to pump up, you say?
Pop up
from. Where are you going to come from? You can never tell from which community, from which Edah, from which group. If he, maybe Mashiach going to talk English, maybe Mashiach going to be American, maybe Mashiach going to come for, he's going to have a Scottish accent. How can you tell? Can you say no, he will not? How can you tell? You can never say, maybe he will come from Australia. You can never tell. You don't know who's going to be Mashiach. Mashiach is going to be a very nice, sweet, gentle person that's going to love Hashem Yitbarach with all of his heart, and going to dedicate all of his thoughts and all of his mind and all of his powers to Avodat Hashem. And he's just going to sacrifice himself mamash day and night, and we're not going to eat and we're not going to sleep, and only going to think how to make Hashem happy and how to help the Jews. So that person can pop up in every corner of the world. Suddenly, certain kosher, quiet, stable family gonna have a special boy, and that's Mashiach. This is it. So he can wake up in Jerusalem, he can wake up in every place in the world. You can never tell. So think about it. A 13 years old boy suddenly comes and he's Mashiach. You need to accept him. Rabbeinu said that Mashiach gonna start open the way in the world when he's gonna be 13 years old. So And think about it. You now need to cancel yourself to a 13 years old boy. Who is able to do that? Which chief rabbi, Rosh Yeshiva, can bend himself, surrender himself to Mashiach? Let's say he's gonna be 14 when he's gonna meet him, or 15 already, or maybe 17, he's gonna start to have a beard a little bit, something. Who can listen to a person in that age at all? Who can only a person that is working on himself to believe in Hashem. Why? Because when you still see people, so you look for something that is talking to you in the way that you want things to go. But when you cancel that aspect of looking at people and you're working on to see Hashem, so when you hear the truth from a mouth, you don't care where is it coming from. If it came from a Jew, from a Hasid, from a Litvish Jew, from an Am Haaretz, from a Goy, you don't care. You listen, you say, hey, he's got something. There is something in it. We have friends here that they were spending years of their lives in India, in ashrams, in Buddhism. They were doing meditations and yoga and a lot of stuff like that. And they're saying, look, there is a lot of truth over there. It's not that I'm saying that it's the truth, but the truth is hidden over there also. There is a lot to believe also there. They found Hashem over there in those places. They weren't worshipping idols. They were searching for Hashem Yitbarach
in those places. So Hashem is there. Like we said, Elokecha Beromi, in Rome, in New York, in India, in New York, in every place in the world, Boreolam is there. So when you work on yourself to believe, to have a complete faith, just to listen to what that Hashem is telling you, and you're checking it with your abilities, with your tools. You cannot check it with someone else's tools. Means, if it gives you power to want to serve Hashem, what did you hear from that person? So you say, alright, it's life. Orech yamin b'yimina. Long life in the right side. Wonderful. I feel life. I feel alive. I feel that I receive something that gives me power to respect my wife more, to educate my children in a wiser way, in a more gentle way, in a more honorable way, to work on my midot, to fix my behavior, not to be rude, not to control my natures and all of my yetzarim. So, okay, this is life. From that I want more. You can feel it. Everyone can feel it. You cannot know what's good for you and what's bad for you. Rav Shalom said, check it with the scale of happiness. If it makes you happier, not happiness that in the end of it you fall to hell, that it was happiness of 2 minutes of imaginations, and after it you find yourself so despair and so broken, and the hell and the darkness are a lot stronger than the happiness. Alright, so you had the candle. Alright, let's define it as a candle. But now, waves of darkness cover on that candle that you... So it wasn't a real light. A real light is something that can lead you the way, can give you way in the darkness. Something that is illuminating. Something that you can light another candle from it, and another candle, and like Hanukkah. That it's olech ve'godel, that the light is growing. In the second day, it's more light. The third day, we have another amount of light. If you see something like that, you're not allowed to drop it. This is something that you need to listen to. And think about it, that when the tzaddikim, hidden tzaddikim, the hidden tzaddikim are hiding themselves. And by hiding themselves, they have more power to influence. By hiding themselves. So it means that you also can find yourself finding a person in the market in Shuk Machne Yehuda, and he's coming to you and he tells you something. You don't know who is that. So you have to have that ability to listen to everyone. Ezehu Chacham, who is the wise person? Halomed Mikol Adam, the one that learns from every person, everyone. How can you learn from every person? That person is mean, that person is bad, that person is so filthy, he's not taking care of himself, he's not keeping Shabbos, he's violating I don't know what. How can you listen to him? If you listen to him, you have a problem. You're right. You have a problem. You're not allowed. You listen to Hashem. You listen to the voice of Hashem. What Hashem is telling me now in that situation in my life. I found myself standing in front of that goy, in front of that, I don't know which situation, that angry bird. I don't know what to do with myself. Now I need to do tshuva. I need to see what Hashem is saying to me. What Hashem is telling me. You're not watching television. What's going on with you? You do, right?
A lot.
So in Kadima. Need to do tshuva. Need to prepare yourself to receive the light of Hashem. The light of Hashem, it's the light of love. It's the light of kindness. It's the light of faith. Light of confidence. And you should know, bitachon, it's something, when a person's got confidence, he can achieve everything in the world. Everything that he needs. And Hashem Yitbarach, like we said a few days ago, he's eating from broken vessels. If now you're very strong, and you're very brave, and you have a lot of powers, you don't count so much in the world of Hashem. Olam hafuch ra'iti. When you are strong, and you have a lot of abilities, and wisdom, and talents, and everything is ready for you, and you achieve things, it's not a big deal. It's obvious. Hashem is not impressed by that. But when you're so far, and you crossed a huge distance in your life, 40 years walking in the desert, and you haven't surrendered to the difficulties, and you always pray more to Hashem, and always wish more to see the good of Hashem, the kindness of Hashem, and you never lost hope, that counts. that counts a lot more than the biggest superstar, the biggest hero, the biggest Talmid Chacham, biggest tzaddik of them all. This is why במקום שבעלי תשובה עומדים, in a place that בעלי תשובה are standing, even a pure righteous man cannot stand in that place. He's not able to. Because he himself gonna admit that he would never be able to stand in your tests. Would never. I remember myself, I was standing in Kabbalat Kahal to Rabbi David Chaim Stern. And we were talking over there with his elder son, Rabbi Meir Stern. And we were talking about matters of holiness, of Kedusha, and he explained to us a lot of things. And a friend that was with me, he started to laugh. So means his laugh revealed to that Rabbi Meir, the son of Rav Stern, what that you're talking is not connected to where that we're holding by the tshuva. It's nice. I hear you, but okay. So he told him, why are you asking? Why are you laughing? So he told him, because I'm not sure if my father is my father when now you're talking to me on your father, Rabbi David Stern, and how many good things you received from him. Me, I'm not sure if my father is my real father, you know? So, I hear you. I hear you. So, for people like us, that we don't know nothing. We don't know nothing. And it doesn't have to be so radical. It doesn't have to be so radical. But just to explain, a person that born in massacre, in the Holocaust, born in hell, and make that distance, make that journey. I spoke to one of the friends yesterday. I told him, you know, on Am Israel, if I'm not wrong, it's written five times, five ways that Hashem loves Am Israel. And on the Gerim, people that converted, there are six. If I'm not wrong, this is the number. But it's not important. There is one more. So it means that Hashem loves the Gerim more than He loves Am Israel. Why? Because of that. Because that what it takes for a person to become, to be a Ger, it's something so hard that a Jew cannot understand. For you, it's hard to hold your Judaism and you're fighting. You're there. What are you fighting? You're there. You cannot erase it. Even if you're going to try, you're going to be a converted Jew. You dimumar. You will stay a Jew even if you're going to spend all of your life in a church. You're going to be a Jew. A converted Jew. You dimumar. You cannot erase it. And for a person that is coming from outside to break that wall and to enter into the gates of Judaism and always got his Yetzer Hara all of the time. We saw what happened to Rish Lakish when Rabbi Yochanan, after years of tshuva, of Rish Lakish was a Baal tshuva. He was a robber, he was a pirate, and he made tshuva. And after years on years of tshuva, that he was already a huge Talmid Chacham and very honorable person and straight and known as an important righteous man, and he made tshuva, he completed his tshuva. And still, when Rabbi Yochanan reminded him that he was using a knife, that he was a sakinai, how you say sakinai?
Knife fighter.
He collapsed. This is why you're not allowed to remind the Baal Tshuva Avonotav, what did he done before of his Tshuva. Because the pain, the suffering that the Baal Tshuva got inside of himself from the pain of the Avonot. Because that he regrets so much on what that he done. That he's not happy to have one leg in the sewer. That he's got so many bad memories and so much filth in his life. And he hates it. He wants to. Let me get rid of it somehow. And nothing helps. You do it more tshuva and more tshuva. In the moment that the Yetzirah is coming and play with you and remind you where you came from, immediately you crash. So to a converted person, that you're going to tell him, oh wow, now you're a Jew. And it's true, he is a Jew. He doesn't feel like it. He always feel ger. He always feel ger. He always feel that he is converted. That he, I'm trying. Hopefully, I'm gonna make it. He always. So, those people that are coming from such a far place, And I'm talking about all kinds of Baal Teshuva. Because Gerim u Baal Teshuva, it's one aspect. Can be a ger that is not sensitive so much, and he's happy already, and he becomes to be a Jew, and he doesn't feel all of what that we're talking about now. And can be a Baal Teshuva that is super sensitive, that every obstacle in his life, throw him back 700 years ago to a different lifetime, and you don't know what's going on with him, so you lost him already, and you just opened your mouth. So, this is why Baal Teshuva and Gerim, it's one aspect. But to see, to learn from that, how much we are important in the eyes of Hashem. If now Hashem Yitbarach is a merciful father, he sees that he's got one child that is very successful, he's very strong, very talented, got amazing abilities. Hashem likes him. Her father, he likes him, he loves him, he respects him, he's proud of him. Everything is great. But if that same father got a kid that is weak, and he's trying, he's got a good will, but he cannot remember, and he forgets all the time. And he's falling and failing, but he wants that boy going to be a lot more precious in the eyes of the father. The father's mercy, compassion, goes out. The heart goes out to that boy. He wants to be with him more. This is something that we need to use in the time of tefillah, in the time of crisis that we have in our lives, to remember, Hashem loves me. Hashem cares about me. He knows my yetzer hara. He knows how much I'm suffering in the tshuva process. He knows. He knows. And He's fighting for me. And He's going to keep on fighting. And He also knows that I need to go through what I'm going through. And I'm going to. And nothing's going to save me. Nothing's going to redeem me before of its time. Before I'm going to complete what I have to. Because this is my purification process. I have to be purified. It takes a few minutes until that vessel is going to be pure. Totally hot and sparse of flames of fire is going to jump out of it. It takes a while inside the fire until it's purified. You cannot just put it in this. It haven't been purified. Sorry. What had been contaminated in fire need to be purified in fire. If it just touched, alright, so maybe you can. But if it's been contaminated, you used it for years and years and years in fire, in parties, in lust and desires, in driving in Shabbos, listening to goyish music and sinning, and chas v'shalom, all of bad flames of fire, of lust and desire. So, what do you want? You understand that you have to go through a certain process, at least to make the way of tshuva, the process of tshuva, easier for the sinner. That it's going to be easier for him to do tshuva. This is the job of the Haredi world that are very far from it. They're not aware to it at all. So they lost their job. They've been fired. And this is why we received that job. Because we're now able also to open our arms and to hug the next generation of Baal Teshuva that are coming. Because we, so to speak, Chas V'Shalom, become to be Haredim. Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom. And Chas V'Shalom. Chas v'shalom. And we still remember where we came from. I would thank you very much if I will receive a cup of water and help me to continue the shiur. Thank you. Thank you. So we need to know that. We need to know in the moment that we're standing in crisis, in hard situations, like that you will want your son to remember that if he's failing, it's not so bad and nothing happened. You need to remember that as a child of your father. To remember that. Really to remember that. When you feel so hard, when you feel so broken, Michael went two cups is good. I'm going to say bracha on this cup. Thank you. Toda rabba. Thank you very much. I'm doing kavana on that cup also. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam shehakol niyah b'dvaro. Amen.
Shalom explained, and I told you that already, a certain intention in Kriyat Shema that inspires me every day, more and more. And even that I know that I cannot reach what the Rav Shalom meant when he said that intention. And for that I'm going to tell you a short story that I heard from the Rebbe Mibiala, Rabbi Avraham Yerachmiel Mibiala, that he said a story on the Rabbi Baal HaTanya, that the Baal HaTanya said Kriyat Shema in the morning, and after it he met his student Rabbi Aaron, one of the students of the Baal HaTanya. He was a very important student, that Rabbi Aaron, and that Rabbi Aaron came to the Baal HaTanya and asked him, what was your intention in Kriyat Shema this morning? So the Baal HaTanya told him, in few moments I'll tell you something about it. And they kept on walking, and came a chicken walking, crossing the street. So the Baal HaTanya told him, it's going to be very complex to you now to explain your intentions in Kriyat Shema to that chicken, right? So this is how it's hard for me to explain to you my intentions in Kriyat Shema. Even though the dead Rab Aaron was very huge, great, but you cannot compare him at all to the Baal HaTanya. No, like something totally different. So even though now I'm explaining to you what the Rav Shalom said, we're aiming very low to what that he had in mind while he was talking about it. Rav Shalom said that when we're saying Shema, we're saying Shema Israel. Simple explanation of the verse Shema. Shema, it's Kabel Ve'aven. Accept it and understand it. Israel, every Jew. You can say to yourself, and you can have that intention that it's going to be for the rest. You can have both if you're able. That you pray on Am Israel now. Listen, brothers. Okay. Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, that it's kindness. That it's Hayah Hove V'yeh, that it's kindness. That this is the name that reveals the kindness, the love, the good in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is Elokeinu. What it means Elokeinu? Takif, Baal HaYecholet, Uva'al HaKochot Kulan. That he's strong, powerful, and he's got all of the abilities, all of the powers. So, to what? For what he is strong and powerful and got all of the abilities? To reveal his mercifulness. Hashem, he is strong and powerful to reveal his kindness. Before, the simple intention that we were explaining all of the time was Hashem, he is also Elokeinu. Don't forget that the judgments that you have in your life are also coming from the kindness of Hashem. Nice, amazing. It's a huge, huge kavanah. But it's a lot lower than that kavanah. That you realize that Hashem used and can use, and in that we believe and on that we count, that he can use all of his powers to reveal his kindness. In that he is strong, in that he is powerful, in that he is using all of his powers to reveal his kindness in the world. Hashem Elokeinu, that he's powerful. Hashem is one, and Hashem is sending it to Hashem to all of the world, to seven heavens and this world, and to four wings of the sky and of the world. And but to reveal his kindness, to reveal his kindness. When you stand in front of Hashem Yitbarach, and this is the mitzvah of faith, to believe that it's Hashem and to blame Him on everything that you're going through in your life, it doesn't call faith at all. It's not faith. It's false faith. It's emunah kozvit. The faith, it's not only en od milvado, there is nothing except of Hashem. Also, the kol letova, and it's all for the good. If you don't have that in mind, that it's all for the good, meaning that it's all kindness, so you're not a real believer. Real faith is when you know that Hashem is good. Good means kind, that it's all for free, it's a free gift. So when you go to Hashem Yitzbarach, in your Rit Bodedut, in your Tefillah Shmona Esre, in every moment that you're able to think and to remember Hashem Yitzbarach, you need to remember Hashem is super kind.
Hashem loves me. Hashem understands me. There is no one else that understands me except of Hashem. He knows my heart. He knows how hard it is for me to wake up, to stand up, to decide, to choose, to walk, to carry, to all of those things are... Everything is so hard, and Hashem knows it. And He's not arguing. Lo ba bitrunya im briotav. He's not fighting with His creations. He accepts me as I am, and He loves me, and He appreciates my effort. And I'm asking for more powers, because He gets all of the powers. So I'm asking from Him to give me more powers, to reveal my soul, the light of my soul, my connection to Him, that He's going to reveal Himself inside of me. And like we explained yesterday, that when one person reveals his neshama, and the neshama goes out and breaking that borders of the body, of physicality, and it glows, and you see an illuminating person. So when you look at him, you don't see his soul, you see Hashem. You look on a person and you see Hashem. He's talking to you and you think, wow, Hashem is so great. Wow, Hashem is so close. Wow, I can serve Hashem. Wow, Hashem is so... So you looked at a person and you saw Hashem. So if one person is doing that inner job to expand, to let the light of the neshama expand and grow and break all borders, and he's breaking his own nature, and the private supervision is growing around him, and you see more miracles and more miracles, you see more miracles, you see moftim on that person, you see that person is making miracles. You see why? Because Hashem is with him. You see Hashem is with him. Another miracle, and another miracle, another miracle. So you see the light of Hashem Yitbarach on that person. When another person becomes to be that lighthouse, and a third person becomes to be another lighthouse, and another lighthouse, and another lighthouse, suddenly Haaretz Seira Mikvodo. Suddenly the land, Haaretz, come from the word Ratzon, the will, illuminates from his honor, from the honor of Hashem. What's the honor? Rabbi Yochanan kara lemane mechabduta. The honor, it's the outfits, it's the dress, it's the malbushim. Who are the dress? Who are the malbushim? Us, the people, Bnei Israel, we are malbushim shel Hashchina. We're the clothing, we're the outfits of the Shechina HaKdosha. So, Haaretz, the Ratzon, Heira, illuminates Mikvodo, from the people. The people start to shine. Shiny, happy people. And everyone are happy. And everyone are holding hands and cooperating and smiling to each other. You see, what you would do, how you would smile now if I wouldn't go through my journey. How would you smile? We need to know exactly that Hashem Yitbarach, He made it all precise. He made it all exactly like that it was supposed to do. We have sparks that we need to upgrade, that we need to bring them up, that we need to fix them. A lot of sparks, a lot of good stuff is hidden over there in those lands. A lot of things that we need. When Beit HaMikdash was spiritually exploded, all of the sparks have been spread in the world. And suddenly you have amazing movies, and suddenly you have amazing people, strong and heroes, and suddenly you have people with powers and with talents, and magicians and wizards, and suddenly you have beautiful people. All of the beauty belongs to Yosef HaTzadik, and you have a lot of things, and rock bands and classic band, how you say that,
music,
orchestra, and you hear amazing things. Where is it all coming from? From the music of the Levim in Beit HaMikdash, from the beauty of the Kohen Gadol, but it's spiritually exploded. So we need to bring back all of those sparks. So every Jew, when he makes Aliyah, spiritual Aliyah, when he comes back to Eretz HaKodesh, to Eretz Israel, he brings the sparks. He's like a magnet over there in those places. And he brings the sparks that belong to the root of his soul. One from LA, one from Canada, one from New York, one from Colombia, everyone. One from Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Yes, Bala Tshuva from Jerusalem.
Thank you. A voice sign. Hazak.